Próbny egzamin gimnazjalny z języka angielskiego przygotowany przez wydawnictwo Nowa Era. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do czwartego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
What shall we eat? Maybe chicken.
Meg, have you forgotten I'm a vegetarian?
Oh, yes, that's right. So maybe a Greek salad. It's quite tasty. I'm very hungry, so I'll order a pizza with ham and mushrooms.
Good choice. I'll have the same, but without meat.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What shall we eat? Maybe chicken.
Meg, have you forgotten I'm a vegetarian?
Oh, yes, that's right. So maybe a Greek salad. It's quite tasty. I'm very hungry, so I'll order a pizza with ham and mushrooms.
Good choice. I'll have the same, but without meat.
Tekst drugi.
Mary, we're meeting today at Helen's house. Here's how to get there. Take the number 50 bus in the direction of Tower Bridge. Get off after 15 minutes at the cinema. Helen's house is just opposite the bus stop. She lives at number 10. We'll be waiting for you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Mary, we're meeting today at Helen's house. Here's how to get there. Take the number 50 bus in the direction of Tower Bridge. Get off after 15 minutes at the cinema. Helen's house is just opposite the bus stop. She lives at number 10. We'll be waiting for you.
Tekst trzeci.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special offer for you today. Everyone who buys a product which costs more than £100 will have the chance to win a free ticket to the cinema or a delicious meal in one of our restaurants. Good luck!
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special offer for you today. Everyone who buys a product which costs more than £100 will have the chance to win a free ticket to the cinema or a delicious meal in one of our restaurants. Good luck!
Tekst czwarty.
Hi, Anne. How are things? What is Mr. Jones like?
Hi, Greg. Well, you know, he's quite strict and he never smiles. He reminds me of my father, who's also really serious.
Oh, that's not good. It's always better to work with easygoing people.
Yes, you're right, but he's the most important person in the company. My colleagues tell me that I'll get used to Mr. Jones soon.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Anne. How are things? What is Mr. Jones like?
Hi, Greg. Well, you know, he's quite strict and he never smiles. He reminds me of my father, who's also really serious.
Oh, that's not good. It's always better to work with easygoing people.
Yes, you're right, but he's the most important person in the company. My colleagues tell me that I'll get used to Mr. Jones soon.
Tekst piąty.
Hi, Anne. This is Maggie. Where are you? Do you remember that you promised to meet my friend Clara from New York at the airport? She sent me a new photo, and she's changed quite a lot since you saw her. She used to have long brown hair, but now it's short. Oh, and she doesn't wear glasses anymore. She's arriving at 11. Thank you for your help. I'll call you later.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Anne. This is Maggie. Where are you? Do you remember that you promised to meet my friend Clara from New York at the airport? She sent me a new photo, and she's changed quite a lot since you saw her. She used to have long brown hair, but now it's short. Oh, and she doesn't wear glasses anymore. She's arriving at 11. Thank you for your help. I'll call you later.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
Not yet, but I have some ideas about what to buy. My sister is keen on fashion and computers, so I'll buy her a game in which she can pretend to be a fashion designer.
Oh, that's a great idea. What about your brother?
I don't know. It's difficult to choose something for him. He likes watching films and reading books.
That's easy. Buy him the newest novel by Adam Smith. I know he's a good writer.
Okay, I'll do that. My mother is always cold in the winter, so I'll find her a warm scarf.
And your father? Will you buy him a DVD as usual?
No, this time I've decided to buy him something different. I know he needs new aftershave.
Well, now you're ready to go shopping. Could you help me choose some presents?
Of course I'll help you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
Not yet, but I have some ideas about what to buy. My sister is keen on fashion and computers, so I'll buy her a game in which she can pretend to be a fashion designer.
Oh, that's a great idea. What about your brother?
I don't know. It's difficult to choose something for him. He likes watching films and reading books.
That's easy. Buy him the newest novel by Adam Smith. I know he's a good writer.
Okay, I'll do that. My mother is always cold in the winter, so I'll find her a warm scarf.
And your father? Will you buy him a DVD as usual?
No, this time I've decided to buy him something different. I know he needs new aftershave.
Well, now you're ready to go shopping. Could you help me choose some presents?
Of course I'll help you.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Attention, everyone. Next Friday, we are having a sports day at our school. Everybody can take part, but you need to bring your trainers. There will be a football match, a tennis tournament, and races. A basketball game between students and teachers will be the main event. We've asked Marcin Gortat to be the commentator for the match. The sports day is free, but we're going to sell some snacks and drinks. We'll buy new sports equipment with the money we collect, so please come.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Attention, everyone. Next Friday, we are having a sports day at our school. Everybody can take part, but you need to bring your trainers. There will be a football match, a tennis tournament, and races. A basketball game between students and teachers will be the main event. We've asked Marcin Gortat to be the commentator for the match. The sports day is free. But we're going to sell some snacks and drinks. We'll buy new sports equipment with the money we collect, so please come.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
What does your mother do?
Wypowiedź druga.
What would you like to do today?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Did you enjoy the film?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Excuse me, how can I get to the hospital?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
What does your mother do?
Wypowiedź druga.
What would you like to do today?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Did you enjoy the film?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Excuse me, how can I get to the hospital?
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Pamiętaj o przeniesieniu rozwiązań na kartę odpowiedzi.